We've got Kyle Smith-Peters, coach of the Logan Vols, here on the line with us. Took an 87-75 loss to Ranger in the Sweet 16 NJCAA tournament today, coach. Got to be disappointing today's loss. You know, never really able to get into the game because they were hitting you early on, and they, on the opposite side, their defense was holding you guys down from the very beginning.
Yeah, and honestly, I wasn't as concerned with us scoring points, and we got it going. We scored enough points to win the ball game. I was really kind of surprised with the defensive side of things. I just kind of felt like we were in mud there for a while, and we had it cut to four on five different occasions and just never really got over that hill. And we had a pretty good layoff, and I thought our pregame, our practices, and our preparations were really, really good. And, you know, just it was a really bad day to be bad in moments, and we just didn't really have, I think, much of that pop that we've had. You know, we fought at times and did some good things, but really just, you know, defensively, we didn't really do what we needed to do on that end of the basketball, on that end of the floor.
What can you share with us about the post game? What did you tell the guys in the locker room after, you know, such a disheartening loss? What can you say to guys kind of after a loss like you took today?
Well, I mean, you know, nobody goes into ever wanting to lose. It's all about effort and attitude. And, you know, I really felt like our preparation leading up to that game was really good, you know, on paper, and nothing I really shared with them through the process of it. I mean, we've played four games in 21, 22 days. That's just a long run to have very few games. And, you know, we looked a little stagnant at times and you know, could tell we had definitely had some time off. But, you know, when we played hard, we stayed in the game and did some good things. But, you know, honestly with them, like I told them, just extremely proud of them, extremely grateful that, you know, they put forth the effort they put forth this year. We could have very easily bowed out on a couple of occasions with, you know, we lost a couple of players due to, you know, injuries or, you know, things didn't quite go our way. And it's just, it's the longest season in the history of basketball seasons. And, you know, these guys have the ability to be playing basketball in April. There's, you know, junior college basketball and NBA going on right now. And these guys were, you know, fortunate enough and deserving enough to be out there on the basketball floor playing. I just was, you know, letting them know how much I appreciate the effort and the way they have represented John A. and the way they had represented, you know, Southern Illinois throughout this entire process.
You talked about the only four games in the 20-some days. That was one thing that really came to my mind after, especially at the start of the game. You had, I think it was 18 days total off, really, in the past month, partially because of a COVID issues on other teams, and then the layoff from the tournament to the national tournament. And, you know, I just have to think that if you obviously some time off is going to help in preparation and also getting rest, but at some point when you've reached 18 days of rest and preparation, that is just at that point almost detrimental to your team. Would you agree, Coach?
You know, yeah, that's a good point, Matt. And I mean, you would hope it wouldn't be, but there's nothing you can do about it. And, you know, we had to make the best of it. And honestly, I think our guys did. I was very pleased with their approach that we, you know, were able to go into it and get better. I thought each and every day we practiced, and each and every day we did our skill stuff. I mean, the guys had great energy and attitude, and we just really did a good job. And I mean, it's just obviously, you know, you always think about the last moment, the last game, and we just really were flat. And I don't think anybody walked out of there wanting to be that way. Yeah, and we finally kind of grew there for a little bit. We had some opportunities. If we could have taken the lead, maybe a different outcome. And as I told them, I think the toughest part of this tournament is the waiting process, and you know, not just the waiting process, but that first game. And, you know, Ranger got a game under their belt. They looked like it. They looked like they, you know, played with a lot of confidence. And like I said, I just thought we really just kind of spun in mud there for a while and, you know, just did it for too long. But, I mean, all in all, for the long haul of this season and as long of a season this is, to be one of the final 16 teams and be able to have an opportunity to compete for a national championship was, you know, I think very – you know, forthcoming and very giving to these guys to be able to put that time and effort forward for Johnny Logan.
Do you feel, Coach, that if it had not been for the pandemic last year and getting a game in at least in the national tournament last year when you made it, do you feel like today how the game started or maybe even the outcome of today's game might have been different because you would have had that experience under your belt with your sophomores?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was, you know, I mean, any type of experience is going to go a long way, especially in these type of settings. I mean, we had a group that's never been in this setting before, and one of those things that it really does a number on you when you've not experienced that. And I just, you know, the group we had last year was obviously very special, and it came to an abrupt halt. Our guys this year did a good job of representing last year's group up to the moment. I mean, we just, you know, a couple of the injuries we had sustained, a couple of things we'd lost along the way, we were able to combat. And you get into moments like you see today with some of those schools and the numbers they have, but just didn't quite have it with us today. And unfortunately, you know, for our guys, we just kind of ran out of gas down the stretch. And you know, it's how it goes. It's just, you know, there's only one team at the end of the year that gets to be happy in these things, and that's just part of competition. But, you know, I do really appreciate their effort, their attitudes, you know, the way they've represented themselves and our institution throughout this extremely long process of this basketball season.
Well, it's a little callous, but, you know, as a basketball coach, your eyes already, with the season over, already have to be turned to next year now. And obviously the goal is going to be getting back to the tournament and hopefully getting that national championship, but if nothing else, getting that third straight bid to the national tournament. Obviously, you have a special circumstance heading into this next year because of the extra year of eligibility that has been given to all the players in the NCAA and NJCAA. And I know that we've talked in the past about, you know, some of your sophomores maybe making the decision to stay that extra year and help out next year and try to add to your depth and whatnot. Is there anyone that you can tell us that is definitely staying next year or has said, I plan to stay and help you guys out and try to get back to the national tournament?
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing I want to put on the table now. I've had the guys approach me. I had several of them approach me about that option. And like I told them, let's get to the season and then talk about it because, you know, there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of things that are going to change as the year goes on in a positive way, you know, with them and their opportunities. So it's one of those things where, you know, I always have an open door, especially for guys that have sacrificed and put time forth and you know, allowed themselves to be part of this family. So, you know, we'll sit down throughout the next couple of weeks, obviously give these guys some time off. I mean, we've been doing this for a very long time and let them get a chance to breathe a little bit here. You know, I do like where we are headed. I like what we have coming in. I mean, we've signed, you know, Kobe Barnes from Indiana State. With some of the freshmen and some of the things that we have coming back, I think we have a chance to be very good again next year.
He's Kyle Smith-Peters, coach of the John A. Logan men's basketball team, the Volunteers. I know Southern Illinois appreciates the effort that you put into this season and your team put in, gave us a lot of entertainment this past, 3-4 months, and cannot express how much we appreciate just how far you got, and we know that you're going to give as much as you can come next, in the summer in the workouts, and then come fall and next winter.
Matt, greatly appreciate you and your time, buddy. Enjoyed it.